Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A flood of students, so many that filled an auditorium and a cafeteria, they opt out of this school district LGBTQ lessons. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is really exciting result to see. We sent a demand letter to Osseo School in Minnesota. That's actually School District 279 in Minnesota, because there were concerns from parents and teachers regarding this LGBTQIA plus history and culture lesson they had scheduled to implement in the beginning of April. And so, you know, we had some courageous teachers said, this is against my religious beliefs. We had parents to say, we haven't been given appropriate opportunity to opt our children out. And as a result, great things happened.
You know, and the title of it is not something we'd made up. It's actually, the title of it is actually what you said. Yeah. LGBTQIA+.
I'm surprised they didn't add a few numbers or something to that.
Yeah, but so it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer and questioning, intersex, and asexual. It means you have no gender or sex at all, I guess.
Yeah, and so we have the actual document on our press release. You can look at the slides. It's just horrific.
It's unbelievable. So they wanted to have this lesson, that 40-minute or so lesson that teachers and students would have to participate in. And so we were contacted by some concerned constituents there in Osseo, Minnesota, school district here, and we sent a demand letter demanding that they, under the federal law and also state law, they needed to allow these students to opt out. And guess what happened? Amazingly.
Yes.
So many students opted out that they didn't have enough room to hold the students that opted out. And so in one particular school, up to 1,000 students opted out at the Maple Grove Senior High School. The school had to use a cafeteria and an auditorium to accommodate the large number of students opting out. I have a photograph right in front of me right now, and there is a photograph from the back end of this large theater-style auditorium, and it is packed with students.
Right. And, you know, just a side note here, those parents that are showing up at these school board meetings, you are making a difference. The parents and teachers that are speaking out, you are making a difference. Don't ever stop doing that. And here's a great example of that.
Yeah, and here's another one. Maple Grove Senior High School, 394 students officially opted out using the provided form at the school. So you're talking about nearly 1,500 that we know of.
Right.
1,500 students in just two high schools alone that opted out of seeing this filth, which shows you that the teachers and the students and their parents, they don't want this indoctrination in the public school.
Talk about a loud message that we don't want this kind of junk in our schools.
It was unbelievable. So you have this unprecedented direction to teach these programs. And the parents and the teachers said, no way. So they attended school board meetings. This has been going on for a couple of years, but it just came to head just a few weeks ago.
And, you know, Matt, the school made it very, very challenging for the parents to even opt out. You know, they had to attend a meeting in person and go through this form, which they kind of hid. It was a lot of hoops to go through. It shouldn't be like that. The parents should have direct contact with what's being taught to their children.
Yeah, they wanted to make it very difficult for them to object. They were going to force everyone to have this 40-minute LGBTQIA plus history and culture information that they wanted to push down their throat. They, however, got pushback from these parents who attended a school board meeting. We had some teachers and others that contacted Liberty Counsel. And this news article I'm reading right now, it says a national organization called Liberty Counsel wrote to the district after hearing from teachers who described the lesson as a, quote, one-sided LGBT political indoctrination, close quote. And we actually said any teacher who requests a Title VII religious accommodation from teaching the lesson must be permitted to refrain from teaching it and may not be subject to retaliation by the district. That was part of our directive and demand in this demand letter. So as a result of our demand letter, teachers have been able to opt out so that they're not being part of this indoctrination. And the parents and the students opted out in droves.
Well, you can see the slides on our press release. You can click on the link. And the teachers were being forced to read it verbatim. And things like they had to examine celebrities that claim to be LGBTQIA, whatever you want to add to it. The lesson asks students if they are, quote unquote, confused about or curious about and questioning their sexuality, filling in with at least one of the Q categories and its lengthy acronym. LGBTQIA,
plus, don't forget that.
Ridiculous. And the students are instructed to answer questions that are listed on a closure reflection sheet and turned in as an exercise. They are encouraged to embrace pronouns.
Yeah, false pronouns. Fly the LGBTQIA plus progress pride flag?
You know, what happened to learning English, math, social studies, and all that? This stuff is being pushed at them in droves.
Yeah, they wanted to track the district performance and progress on these matters and report on them before the school board every June. They wanted to establish an advisory and affinity group addressing structural barriers, inequities, and the lived experience of, that's their words, lived experience, of LGBTQIA plus scholars and their families. They wanted to support gender-affirming curriculum and pedagogical practices. They wanted an allowance for greater student choice in which restrooms and locker rooms they could use at their own discretion. So in other words, put your girls at risk, invade their privacy, put their physical person at risk, allow these boys to likely be on the sports teams and beat up the girls and take their place. They wanted to dedicate a month other than June. So they want to have June. They want to have a pride, LGBTQIA plus progress pride flag in June, right? But they also wanted to dedicate a month other than June to celebrate LGBTQIA plus history and culture month. You know why they want something other than June? Because school's not in session in June.
Oh, there you go.
So they want to have June to be part of the national so-called
they can
pride.
Celebrate while
and then they want
school.
To take another month while the kids are there and a whole month. So they want to have 2 months of the 12 months in the calendar, 1 month when likely the kids are there, and they're going to indoctrinate them all month.
So you see, this lesson, though, is just a part of a bigger agenda they're pushing at these students primarily, but the teachers are trying to force them to push the lesson and all this other agenda. But yet, you know, as we brought out, the First Amendment protects the right to free speech, and the school district cannot force compelled speech by requiring teachers to violate their sincerely held religious beliefs by teaching this junk.
Yeah.
That's my term. And then teachers may also request a religious accommodation under Title VII.
Yeah. And, you know, the lesson that they were going to be indoctrinated with asked the students if they are, quote, confused about, curious about, or questioning their sexuality, fitting within a least one of the Q categories in its lengthy acronym LGBTQIA+.
And also parents need to understand the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment protect their ability to direct their own children's religious upbringing and protect their rights from government interference. Parents need to understand that when they see this coming up in their schools.
Yeah, so take the example of the ASEO parents and students and teachers there. Don't just sit back and allow the school districts to do this and indoctrinate the community, and especially these young people and their teachers. Number one, what they did was they pushed back and they attended school board meetings. But number two, they contacted Liberty Council. Liberty Council sent this demand letter pointing out the federal law, the state law, granting the right for these students and for these teachers to opt out.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did they do so.
Praise God.
Like I said at the beginning of the program, 1,000 or so students opted out. And the picture here is just amazing.
That's in one school,
though.
That's
amazing. So many, they had to fill the auditorium, which is a large theater-style auditorium and cafeteria to accommodate the students.
Right. And then another school, hundreds
time.
Also opted
hundreds,
out.
Almost 400 that we know of, 394. Uh-huh. So it is amazing pushback. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org/helpkids. That's lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.